Okay, well, yeah, my apologies for going on tonight on Audio Boo, but it has been the Audio Boo party, and I need to complete my diary, and I've got a lot to say. So, I really concentrated on the last one in the end on talking about the anxieties I'd had at the beginning of the night and how I felt genuine support, warmth, just everything good about human beings, really, from Karen Barber, who just really turned me round, literally and mentally. Got me back in to the party, and I didn't storm off or anything. I was just trying to slip out, really, but I was upset, so I had to. I was just panicking. There was nothing anyone did or anything like that. So yeah, there's a minute of this one gone. I don't know why I'm repeating that, but it's too late now, and I don't want to start again. I tend to start again more than I used to. I didn't used to do it at all. It used to be my policy not to, but then I was just speaking freely to get out of the house, and now I'm just speaking freely to continue documenting, my days and moods and thoughts and stuff while I'm going through this new period in life, really getting better from stuff, and hopefully, just seeing a different side to life. I did tonight. I mean, it was so different from the sort of parties I'm used to, which were usually very slick, very moneyed up affairs that very corporate, very impersonal, and essentially like a show, like a the main event kind of thing. Which is great, but you get tired of it, and it never really leaves a lasting impression on you. All it does is either sound like a company going through the motions of patting themselves on the back, or it sounds like, I don't know, an aggressive sales pitch. I mean, whatever. It very, very seldom sounds like the CEO letting you a little closer into the heart of the company, into the knowledge of the how it started and how inspiration was found. I had an amazing piece of poetry that Mark Rock put up on the display, written by his mother, who's a poet before she died, and it was really, really poignant. Yeah, beautiful. And he was saying, about that being a real driving force in wanting to capture audio archived and there to be revisited, because it's such a good record of things, and he obviously felt this passion, and look where it's led him, to this fantastically useful product. I use the word useful very purposely there, because that's what's so good about Audio Boo. It's simple and it's useful, and it's useful because there's no element of it that's using technology for the sake of it. There's no element of it saying, look what we can do. Because they can do a lot more than, I mean, one thing we saw was the demonstration of the early app, and it was very flashy 3D graphic, and all the rest of that was got that was all got rid of, and we've now got this nice simple interface, and it just works beautifully well for exactly what I'm doing now, which is wanting to keep a good quality audio recording of my thoughts for listening back in years to come. I certainly would like to be able to listen back to relatives of mine that had laid their thoughts down in this format. I only wish it was around when my grandfather was alive. And yeah, generally the whole thing just felt very much as I was kind of expecting, but then people pointed out to me that it was, after all, a company's party. But I still went along thinking it was just, a party, and it was just a party. It was really nice. It was really informal. There was lots of lovely people there. Everyone was really friendly. Had some great chats with people. Met some great people that I've obviously followed on Audio Boost. I already knew, really, and yeah, absolutely superb. Right, top quality, really hit the right.